The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So gently closing your eyes. Here we are, Dharma Practice Day at IMC. Some of you have been here before for this Dharma Practice Days. And so there's a rhythm during this last year of coming here for the day, leaving here and going back to your homes or regular life. And here today, this changing nature of your life, how things change day by day and week by week, month by month, there's kind of been a rhythm of coming here and leaving, change. And now the rhythm has come that you're here, you've arrived here. And your eyes closed, getting ready for meditation. And for many of you, there's also a rhythm of change in your life that involves meditation. Times of the day that you're meditating, times of the day you come out of meditation, you're in your normal life. And there's change. And here we are in this rhythm, cycles of change. Here you are, going into meditation, which will last for a little while, and you'll come out of that. You're in the cycle and a particular point of it. And now you've also taken meditative posture. Not so long ago you were in a different posture. And not too far from now you'll be in a different posture. And your posture you're in changes all the time. And there's a rhythm to sitting and standing and lying down, changing. And at this particular juncture of time, you've assumed a meditative posture that'll be here for a short time. And for this time that we're here meditating, you're beginning to apply your mind or your awareness in a way that might be different than how it's applied in your ordinary life. Certain heightened attention, certain motivation and tension. To be present, to be here. And so there's a rhythm, a change with how you use your mind as well. Maybe earlier today or yesterday, your mind was much more free in times when it's not so purposeful. Now we're purposeful here. That'll change at some point. And get in your car and drive away and mind will be elsewhere. So the sense of intentionality or purpose is changing all the time. But at this particular juncture, there's the arousing of a sense of purpose to be connected to your body, to be aware of your breathing. And in that great flow of things changing all the time, you can intentionally take a few long, slow, deep breaths to feel the fullness of your breathing. Your chest expanding, rib cage opening up in all directions. And then as you exhale, a softening of the rib cage, the shoulders, and the belly. Breathing in deeply into the base of your torso, base of your abdomen. So it's feel stability there, a fullness, a foundation there to hold you upright, softening the belly, expanding it. And letting the breath return to normal. And noticing that the breathing is a process of change. The in-breath, the inhalation appears for a short period of time, and then it's gone. The exhalation appears for a short period of time and then it's gone. There's a rhythm, breathing in and breathing out, a rhythm of change. In whatever way you're feeling now in your body, relaxed or tense, energized or agitated or relaxed or soft, whatever way you're feeling in your body, that too is part of a process of change, even though it might be stable for now. It won't be this way forever. As you breathe, see if you can let the breathing allow your body to move in the direction of being more relaxed, soft, at ease, being at ease with how things are, breathing with the rhythm of breathing, allowing the shoulders and the arms to soften, relax, the muscles of your face. Breathing in and breathing out. Part of the field of change is how you feel. Things are pleasant and unpleasant. Different emotions. Maybe some of them are a little more stable for now. But whatever you're feeling, it's part of a great field of change. In that great field of change, feeling, we breathe, breathing in and breathing out, letting things be as they are. Hanging in there with that rhythm of breathing, the changing nature of breathing, that perhaps will help you slowly loosen up from any way in which you hold your feelings to the pleasant and unpleasant feelings and emotions you have. Can soften up, open up. And anything that's held, tense, see if the rhythm of breathing can slowly mellow, calm. And there's almost a natural rhythm to being connected to your breathing, being present, and the mind wandering off, or the mind getting caught up in thinking. You can appreciate the changing nature of that, the impermanent rhythm of being present and wandering off, being present and drifting in thought. And whenever you notice that you're drifting in thought, your job in the rhythm is to gently come back. Not to fight it, struggle against it. It's almost as if there's a massage going on. You're being massaged, your mind, your brain, massaged by the wandering off and the coming back, wandering off, coming back. Whenever you can, come back and stay there, but stay relaxed about the rhythm of how the mind is. And if thinking is the surface of the mind, it's also possible to become aware of the depth of the mind, the fullness of it. Feeling tone of the mind, the energetics of it, how the mind feels. Not what it thinks. And that too changes over days and weeks. Staying with your breathing as if the breathing is a gentle breeze that, or waves that come and go in the midst of your mind. And awareness itself is impermanent and changing. Sometimes you're aware, sometimes it's sharp, sometimes it's dull, sometimes you're not aware. There's a rhythm and change and awareness itself. And rather than trying hard to be present with awareness, as you breathe in and out, see if you can calm or relax your awareness. Relax the aware mind. So maybe it's more naturally aware, not willfully aware. What you're aware of, moment by moment, will shift and change in ways that's not even of your doing. For a while you might stay with your breathing, and there might be a sound of car, or my voice, or thought, or a feeling. As you breathe, let yourself become calmer, more relaxed, and open to how things are constantly changing and shifting for you. Breathe in and out, and appreciate all the changes. And for the rest of the sitting, notice more what's changing, what arises anew and comes about, how your awareness shifts and changes, more than what stays, more than what seems to abide for a while. Noticing the arising and passing of that which arises and passes. Thank you. The mind gets stuck with its wanting and not wanting. Letting your breathing lubricate, soften. So you stay more in the flow of change. Things arise and pass. Everything that you're experiencing now, no matter how stable it is at the moment, is part of a great stream of change. It has not always been this way for you. And it won't always be this way for you. All things change. In the midst of a change, in the midst of whatever stability there is temporarily, we breathe. Breathe in, breathe out.